And Simon Marks is following the story from Washington, D.C., and he joins us now. Hi, Simon. So the U.S. has not yet officially announced that this decision has been made, but it's already getting negative reactions, isn't it?
It is indeed, and it's very curious the way in which this is rolling out here in Washington, D.C., because day after day, hour after hour, reports continue to emerge from seemingly official sources in the media here that the president has indeed taken this decision and this assistance to the moderate Syrian rebels is coming to an end, and yet no official will go on the record and confirm it. And within the last hour, the State Department spokeswoman said she was unable to confirm whether, in fact, this decision has been made. She said that reporters needed to go and talk to the intelligence community, that this was a matter for the Pentagon and the intelligence community to discuss and announce, and they certainly haven't gone on the record and officially made this announcement. But the reaction to the mere perception that this announcement is coming has been negative, including from some senior figures within President Trump's own Republican Party. Senator Lindsey Graham, up on Capitol Hill, Senator John McCain, we now know that he's battling brain cancer out in Arizona. Both of them have put out statements over the course of the last few hours in the case of Senator McCain, days in the case of Lindsey Graham, saying that they believe this would be a massive own goal being committed by the United States, that it would play into the hands of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and the Russian President Vladimir Putin, and they are urging the White House to confirm that it has not made this decision and intends to continue providing support to the moderate Syrian rebels. So there's some confusion here over precisely which direction this policy is going to go in, but certainly all the indications remain that this is a decision that has been made but not yet publicly announced.
And if this decision is confirmed, won't it raise fresh questions about whether President Trump is giving the Russians a political gift here?
Absolutely no question about it, because, of course, Vladimir Putin has been eager for the United States to abandon its support for the moderate Syrian rebels. Whether that issue came up during either of the two conversations that President Trump had with Vladimir Putin during the G20 summit in Hamburg, we do not know. But certainly at a time when the American president is widely suspected by observers to be looking at ways of indicating to Vladimir Putin that he is willing to try and warm the relationship between Washington and Moscow, this would be precisely such a step. And that may be why the administration is slowly dripping information out there about whether this decision has been made or not, because they want to gauge the reaction to it and see just how much it starts feeding into the narrative of a president of the United States beguiled by Russian President Vladimir Putin and giving him something of a policy gift here.
Thank you very much for that. Simon Marks there from Washington, D.C.